Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Okay, eh? Hey, Favre got hurt. I mean, Rodgers, you know, that new guy. Look, 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 look,
look.
Ooh, look, 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 look,
look.
Hey, don't worry, Jet fans. 15 more years, you'll get Jordan Love when he's, done playing. Charge joins us now. Hello, Charge.
Hey, what a crazy week one that we had. It was weird, weird, weird stuff happening. So many low scores, so many unexpected results. And then, of course, it all gets punctuated on Monday night with Aaron Rodgers maybe suffering a career-ending injury.
Yeah, that's the big one now. People are wondering. I just took a nap. I woke up this afternoon. I'm wondering, did the Jets announce it officially in the last couple hours?
Yes.
Okay, so they have announced it. All right. So it's official.
It's over.
Torn Achilles.
Yep, torn Achilles. Now, usually the turnaround on that is a year, and you're never quite the same from a mobility standpoint, but that part of Rodgers' career was over anyway, so that's not that big a deal. Cam Akers, you'll remember, 2 years ago, came back in the same season and participated at the end of the Rams playoff run.
How did that
and
happen?
Was able to come back.
How did he do that?
We don't know, really.
Is it
because
he's
ever
younger?
Does.
And
yeah,
why are they not?
Probably.
What are they predicting for Rodgers?
Well, they're saying next year. But I don't know that that's 100% certainty. I think Akers did his in late August, early September. So maybe it's a little different. But the positional differentiation, right? I mean, if you're a quarterback, you don't need much mobility. Running back, it's all mobility. So I don't know. I'm not ruling it totally out, but they're acting like it's totally out. Now, you probably didn't see this. Robert Saleh today.
Wait, is that how you pronounced? I thought it was Saleh.
Saleh. It is. It's Saleh.
Saleh.
Robert Saleh.
Like
today.
Holla. Holla at me. Holla at your boy, Robert Saleh.
Zach Wilson is our guy. And they say any veterans that they bring in are not part of a competition. And he says, we have a lot of faith in Zach Wilson, which is why they gave up multiple early round picks for Aaron Rodgers, because of all the faith they had.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Total faith in him. He's our guy. I swear he's our guy.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
He'll be their guy until they're pissed.
Until he's not.
Until they're sick of him. They cannot stand his smiling ass, privileged white boy face. Then they're going to go, sit your ass down. I got to explain the entire Zach Wilson concept to my non-sports watching wife last night, and it was hilarious.
What was the high point about whose mom was it that he hooked up with?
Well, when I told her that he earned the nickname the MILF Hunter because he rumored to be sleeping with his mom's friend.
Mom's friend.
The that reaction was yes. Just, ew. I go,
that's it.
I go, hey, don't tell me about it. I know. It was right. Well, you know, the NFL does not disappoint when it comes to drama. Now, of course, people are saying, who should the Jets trade for? In a panic move, we got to go trade for somebody, get them in. We got this precious Super Bowl season on our hands. We got to go get somebody. There's a lot of bad options out there.
Yes.
And then there's Kirk Cousins.
And I'll tell you, a week ago at this time, well, 3 days ago, I would have said no way. But with the Vikings' shocking loss to the Buccaneers, and now going Thursday, where they're going to get their asses whipped in Philly, starting the season 0-2, knowing Kirk isn't under contract next year, Zabe, you kind of have to think about it.
Really?
You do. The Vikings need to. You know, if he were under contract for next year or beyond, it'd be different, but he's not. And the Vikings season is teetering on the edge already.
Wait a minute. You played one game. Was it that bad against the Buccaneers that this has gone from Rodgers is gone, I think we can win the North? He won the North last year, by the way. When Rodgers is gone, why shouldn't we win the North again? To season is teetering because of one loss.
Yes. That is what's happening here in Minnesota, because so many of the same problems from last year were self-evident here, and the way the team played was bad. And they know, the fan base knows they got a loss coming in Philly. This team is going to be incredibly undermanned for that. They're going to get killed.
Okay. Philly was not great against New England. Philly had, I believe, one of the top five 3-and-out percentages of week one. People are saying, why is Jalen Hurts playing the way he's playing? It's not how he played last year. Don't you want to see a little bit more of the movie to see how maybe the team gets traction? Guys are ready to pull the plug on the whole season because of one game?
Yes.
Amazing.
Even
you as a Kirk stan are considering it. The problem is you have no better ideas going forward right now.
No, it would be entirely for next year. We already would be looking at thinking about how do we leverage ourselves in this insane quarterback draft that's coming, right? We all know this is going to be a potentially historic quarterback draft. So if you're the Vikings, why not be thinking about whether or not you can turn Kirk Cousins into probably not Caleb Williams, but can you turn him into, some other top 10 quarterback in next year's draft?
Caleb Williams, Drake May, Quinn Ewers, Bo Nix, Riley Leonard, J.J. McCarthy, just amongst the handful of names that could and will be available this coming spring.
Yes. The people that already are doing their 2024, deep dives on, they're saying this is going to be historic. So, yeah, that's the thinking. So, here in Minnesota.
Shedeur Sanders is apparently going to be eligible.
Yes. Wow. That's going to be – a lot of people think he's going to be a first rounder.
Yeah.
Say this is it, there's something there. I'm telling you, there could be something here.
Okay. Well,
I don't have that from an inside source, but
Well, it was a good season while it lasted for you guys.
Yeah, for 1 week. It was a great week. I'm at Manny's on Friday night. Right?
Manny's, the legendary steakhouse downtown Minneapolis that Church has been very kind enough to host us at, home of the special cut ribeye, which you can only get by knowing the secret password, right?
That's right. Yes. What is it called? It's called the Manny's Cut. Yeah, it's the best steak you'll ever put in your mouth. And I was there Saturday night. Let me tell you the mood at that time. Spontaneous school chants in Manny's every 10-15 minutes. All of a sudden there's a school chant in Manny's.
What?
And it's the whole restaurant is up and doing the school chant.
Skull.
Then
skull.
Exactly.
A week ago.
No, this was Saturday. So this is 3 days ago. Whatever, four days ago.
Prior to the opener, that's
right.
The buzz.
That's the buzz. And then 12 hours later, the season's over, trade our quarterback.
Okay, hypothetically, what would you take for Kirk? A second?
I think you might be able to get, the Jets are desperate. The Jets are desperate.
I asked you, what would you take? Not what you could get, not what they might surrender. What would you take?
No, at this point, I'm not ready to get a second. I need a first out of Kirk Cousins. And I think that's reasonable. I think you can do it.
Your guy's lack of faith is disturbing to me, although hilarious. I cannot wait to go report this to the colleagues at the station in Milwaukee. I can't wait for you to come on Thursday to relay this sudden pessimism.
Yeah. So 0-2. Is a strong likelihood with Philadelphia. Then they get the Chargers, and I don't. That's no win either. Probably.
God.
And you know statistically, 0-3 is the death knell of any NFL season.
What is the 0-3 playoff number? Generally speaking,
it's 3% or 8% or something. It's
single
extremely
digits?
Bad. Yeah, extremely bad.
But does that account for the new expanded playoffs and the 17-week schedule?
Maybe not, but I still suspect it's very close to that.
Okay. What percent of teams that go 0-3 make NFL playoffs? You know, part of that stat being as strong as it is that the bad teams are naturally going to go 0-3. It's not so much a random indicator that the first 3 weeks
Correct.
Tend to identify the worst teams. Wow.
Correct.
Holy shit. 6 of 176. That's 3.4%.
Right. It's terrible. Your season's over at 0-3, and the Vikings are staring at it right now.
Well, you know, you got to stare life in the face. And who knows what life is going to bring on a day-to-day basis. That's what got Aaron Rodgers. Life got him. Right when his life was so perfect. Remember his quote from before the season about saying, I know it sounds silly to say this, but I'll say it anyway. You know, I just feel like everything is so beautiful right now. When I go in through the tunnel to the city and the teammates that I'm with, it's just so perfect and awesome. And it was like this real great, you know, appreciation quote from him.
Mm-hmm.
And then bang.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Over. It's over. Now, you called this. And I don't know if you want to brag about this or not, but you said, and I'm sure to many more people than just me, you said, watch, he's 160 pound vegan.
162 pound ayahuasca snorting vegan who's contact averse. He's going to get broken in two.
Exactly. He made it four plays, Abe.
I didn't expect four plays. And I expected a broken bone because I think he cut dairy out of his life a couple years ago, which went over great, by the way, in the state of Wisconsin that he had cut out dairy.
Yeah, that's fighting words right there.
Exactly.
He can't do that.
So you and I both draw paychecks from the dark art that is sports talk radio.
Yes.
The call of the riled. Hey, Bill in Western Prairie, you're next up on the Fan. What do you think of the Vikings? By the way, is Western Prairie an actual place? Give me a place up there. That would be
Well, we would go here. We'll go Faribault.
Okay.
And, Rochester.
And the caller gets all up in arms about how the team is usually not doing well. Because when the team is doing well, everything is fine. Nobody's got any helpful suggestions. They're like, oh, yeah, no, the Packers are going to definitely go to the Super Bowl. When they're playing badly, though, that's when things get crazy. And so, of course, the hosts have to reflect and vibrate that fan passion, generally speaking, in our business. We're not allowed to be dispassionate observers like writers or broadcasters. We are the sports radio sort of low-level priests. We are the tent revival preachers. We are the guys that get up there and say, I heal you! And then the subject does a whole crazy electrified dance. That's who we are, okay? I get That's our place right. in the ecosystem. But gosh, it's bites like this that make me cringe more and more. And I don't know Brandon Tierney of The Fan. He's obviously very successful. He's a big name on WFAN. He's on TV, and he's a big Jets fan, which that's great. He should be. He's from New York. Here he was yesterday, or this morning, I guess, with a clip about how he feels about whether or not the Jets are going to curl up and pretty much die after this one game, which they won, by the way, and Rodgers going down. Here's Brandon Tierney.
And four plays in, he's done. He's done! Do not tell me today that the season is over. Get up!
He's standing
Stop
up.
Stop walking around work like a loser! Get your act together! We're playing until January! There is no way that I'm tapping out now! No chance! If you didn't kill us last night, we are unkillable! I have Zats back. I'm not saying Super Bowl, but I am saying playoffs with Zach.
And I think the season, in fact, might be over, BT. I had to break it to you.
Listen, that's fine.
Sir, this is a Wendy's. Brandon, you are a middle-aged man, probably with a wife and kids, making comfortably six figures. Let me be the first to say, not the first, maybe be one of many to say, you don't fucking care that much. I guarantee it. Stop pantomiming. Stop acting like this. It makes all of us look like complete schmucks, okay? I mean, seriously, I see this for our business, and I think and I think to myself, is anyone minding the store as to our line of work's remote credibility at all? Like, come on, pounding the table. I said, stand up. Let's go. We're going to win. I'm backing Zach Wilson. Shut the fuck up. Give me some analysis on here's who they should get, here's who they shouldn't get. And boy, this sucks. Give me something insightful. This standing up, putting out riffs to go viral, he hopes, on social media. Enough already.
I'm going to go the other way. And here's why, Zabe. Radio is a performance-based job, right? You find out fast what people like, if they are with you, if they're not with you. You've got ratings. We can find out the next day with your people meters whether or not it's what you're doing is resonating with anybody. It is performance-based. And if you're not good, if you're not entertaining, if you're not giving people what they want in your market, you find out fast. And I think that is the beauty of the part of the beauty of sports talk radio, right?
Okay. There. How much when you're wrong do you have to come out and say, wow, was I fucking wrong about that?
Well, people love it when you do that. They love it when you're wrong.
Yeah, but very few of our clowns, at least the ones that are getting ahead in this business, come out and say, boy, was I wrong, and here's how I was wrong, and here's why I was wrong. That basically the Mike Francesa model of, I never said that, has now carried over to Colin Coward. Skip Bayless is the same way. Even guys like Adam Schine. Great day, great show, everything's great. He was crowing on in August after one practice about Jordan Love can't play.
Jordan Love. Jordan Love is a project quarterback, played two games his final year in college against top 25 teams. And all he did is throw interceptions. Jordan Love, when Aaron Rodgers had COVID, Jordan Love had to play against the Chiefs and looked like me out there. Couldn't complete the forward pass. Jordan Love, Any team in the NFL could trade it for him last year. Any team in the NFL. Nobody did. Now, Aaron Rodgers coming off back-to-back MVPs. Nobody traded for Jordan Love because nobody wanted Jordan Love. Because Jordan Love can't play. And for the Green Bay Packers to try and they're doing it in some quarters, to try and pull the wool over their savvy fans, wool over the old eyes, it's really embarrassing.
I mean, you're an embarrassment. You're a fucking clown. You make all of us look like clowns. But nothing's going to happen to people who have clown opinions that are being clowned as being wrong. They're just going to keep getting ahead. So what do I do, Charge? Do I become one of the clowns? Do I do this? Do I try to go ranting and try to go viral and put out big statements that may be wrong and that ignore the fact that I said them? Is that my career path?
God, I hope not. I mean, you're not going to do...
I want millions of dollars like Adam Schein. I know,
but that works. But it does work. And sadly, that's what people want. And to some degree, is they want hot takes, Zabe.
Unbelievable.
You know?
I wish there was some accountability in our business. I wish there was a council where you could roast the shit out of people who were loud fucking wrong about things that they said in sports.
And
when I say wrong, I don't mean legit wrong, like I thought it'd be good. You have to account for, okay, what did I get wrong and why?
Disagree. You know what? I'd say, here, you know what that does? It makes everybody meek. And they don't want that on radio. They want to hear you be bold and say stuff that may or may not end up happening and not be scared because somebody's keeping the receipts and they're going to throw it in your face. I just don't think people want that. And I think the ratings prove that out, and we got to live with it.
Okay.
That's okay. That's all right in our business.
Speaking of councils and repercussions, what is going to happen to the Bills punter who last night put out the most fucking pathetic display of I'm trying to save the game you've ever seen on Xavier Gipson, the undrafted rookie kick returner? Who is the Bills punter again? I've already forgotten his name.
I don't remember his name, but it was a feeble effort at best. And
feeble?
But
it's the insult to feeble.
But Dave, this is what we expect from punter. Nobody expects your punter to make a tackle when you can, and he sort of made a nudge in the general direction.
Sam Martin, if this guy isn't being made to run gassers in practice, I don't know what are the Bills doing. It's like, dude, you have to make one tackle in your life. Here comes the returner. There's a bunch of guys around you. It's you, him, and the sideline. Fucking make a stick. Put your head down and hit this motherfucker.
Zabe, or call me crazy, or maybe your $250 million quarterback doesn't turn the ball over four times.
Well,
there's that too, right?
That's another thing we'll get to right now. Let's talk Josh Allen. What has happened? Is he turning back into a pumpkin from whence he began?
Starting to hear some rumblings from people that are like, is he really everything that he's believed to be? Right now, he's a pitch man. He's a face of the NFL commercials. He's got, people think they love the strong arm. They like they love the mobility, right? And the grit and the toughness. He embodies the Bills. There's a lot about Josh Allen that people love. Until they start digging in a little bit deeper and where are the wins? How did you lose to Minnesota? You know, on a fumble that was at least partially his fault. The turnovers can't beat the Jets. Come on. I think there's probably 25 teams that would trade for him, maybe more. But maybe it's not everything. Maybe Josh Allen isn't everything that we thought he was.
Here's what Jason Whitlock said recently on his podcast about the Diggs Josh Allen friction, if you will.
Yeah.
He said, quote, here's what I think is the heart of the Stephon Diggs problem. Josh Allen, the quarterback of the Bills, doesn't have that dog in him. He's not Tom Brady. He's not Joe Burrow. He's not Patrick Mahomes. He's not committed to the game. He's not committed to the study, to the level of effort that the real top flight QBs put into the game. Josh Allen survives on talent, and everybody in the organization knows it. That has been at the heart of the frustration and tension with Stephon Diggs and the organization as it relates to Josh Allen. The coaching staff from Sean McDermott on down cater to Josh Allen. They don't hold his feet to the fire. They let him mail it in on talent and don't halfway blame Diggs for looking around. They lose that embarrassing playoff game to the Bengals, 27-10. You look across, you think about Joe Burrow and the commitment and the game that he has, and Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes and the standard that Tom Brady set, and you're playing with a super talented guy in Josh Allen who's just not as committed as the other top quarterbacks, and it shows up. He's not as prepared, and the frustration boils over when Diggs feels like he's not targeted enough in that playoff loss.
All right, does Jason Whitlock know that? I mean, that's my question. And it might be true, but I think it's very, like sports fan on their couch to question the commitment of a player when you don't know what's happening in their head and inside team headquarters.
I think there's a lot to it because I've not heard the coaching staff rip their quarterback yet. They should be after that loss. We'll see what the quotes are coming out of the Monday night loss. I mean, any good coach has to say, we can't have our quarterback, who should know the value of the football more than everyone else on the team, treat it as if it's, you know, whatever, and then fumble it. He fumbled the snap, got it back, and then kept it loose and did a butt fumble. Which, by the way, who said there was a butt fumble on Twitter? One Mark Sanchez. He's like, wow, where have I seen that one before?
Good for him.
So, I don't know. You know, if Josh Allen turns back into a pumpkin, I'm wondering, what are the quarterbacks in recent vintage can you think of that started as a bit of a pumpkin, blossomed, and then went right back to once where they began?
I bet it's happened a lot. I'm trying to think of
Carson
examples
Wentz.
Of that. Oh, that's a great – you mean Carson Wentz locked up, had rookie of the year. He looked incredibly promising.
Right.
You know, he looked like he was going to be the future of quarterbacking in the NFL for a while.
Here, I'll just go to quarterback draft history. You ready? And we can just go through all the quarterbacks taken. I love this drafthistory.com. So let me jump back.
Oh.
Let's start. How about 2018? Baker Mayfield. By the way, how did he look against you guys?
He, Mayfieldian. He did enough, and the Vikings let him do enough to win the game. Unfortunately,
Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, your 1, 3, and 7 picks in the 2018 draft. Darnold's resurrected himself enough that he won the backup job in San Fran. So
he's still in the league. I mean, there's that, right? He's still in the league, so you know that helps.
2017, Trubisky, Mahomes, Watson. Your 2, 10, and 12 top three guys.
Watson. Watson is a perfect case study for this. Now, granted, for different reasons, but boy, was he awful as a passer in the rain in Cleveland. And there's a lot of excuse making going on, and they won their game because the defense in Cleveland was unbelievable, Zabe.
Oh.
Putting Joe Burrow on 83 yards, T. Higgins on no catches. I mean, it was an amazing defensive effort, but if you didn't watch the Browns, and I don't blame you if you didn't, man, did Deshaun Watson look awful.
Yeah. Goff and Wentz, your 1-2 in 2016. Goff started as like a pumpkin, got shined up by McVay, then traded. People didn't think much of him for a year, and now he's trending back up again.
Yes, good for him. Now, the Rams, they paid a price to switch quarterbacks. They wanted Matthew Stafford instead of Jared Goff. And they paid a lot to make that swap. And they took in a ton of salary to make that swap, too. The Lions might have got the better quarterback, although Stafford played great in week one. They might have got the better quarterback and the picks out of that deal.
Yeah. Winston and Mariota bust and bustier in 2015. Yeah. The top two in 2014, Bortles and Manziel.
Done.
2013, E.J. Manuel and my friend Geno Smith.
Wow, about that story for E.J. Smith?
How about that? And then 2012 was Luck and Griffin. Oh, did you see where on ESPN, Robert Griffin low-key sold himself as, hey, maybe the Jets should call me?
No, he wasn't serious.
Okay, I'll let you be the judge. Never forget, RG3 is insanely delusional. I'm not saying mildly. I'm saying insanely so. Okay, hold, please. I'm going to get this bite for you here in just a second. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Oh, gosh. All right, I'll have to grab it in just a second. I'm out of the Whiskey League, oh, by the way. What did I do wrong, Church?
What? Did you get knocked out?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. First one and done. Yeah, I know. I knew I didn't like my team from the moment I drafted it, and I'm thinking it was in the sequencing of things. I probably overdrafted Jalen Hurts in the first round.
No, I don't think I took him in the first round of two different leagues.
So, and he had a meh minus game, and then I went and I grabbed Mark Andrews after that, and he didn't play.
Oh, man. Now, you didn't start Mark Andrews, did you?
No, I did not.
All right, good. So, I mean, there's that anyway.
Started Gesicki, but even that wasn't enough.
Let me go to the graveyard so I can look at your team. Yeah, Jalen Hurts, Khalil Herbert was okay. Jameer Gibbs got you 8 points.
Hold on, you're reading my starters. You got to go to my draft history, I believe. While you do that, I found the bite here. Here was RG3, right. Low key pimping himself.
Now, if you are Zach Wilson, right. Do you rally this group around you now and try and get them to follow you where they all want to go?
Well, I think it started at halftime. We talked about this before with Garrett Wilson saying that, look, Zach Wilson came in and he stepped up in the locker room and rallied us all. And then he went out and he played competent football. Mm-hmm. Really, that's all they need him to do to win a few games. And by a few games, I mean more than seven like they did last year.
Yeah.
To win the Super Bowl, they're going to need him to turn into Brock Purdy. Because that's the 49ers structure of having the weapons around Brock Purdy, having the defense, that number one defense to kind of feed off of.
Hey, dipshit, it's possible Brock Purdy is a much better player, has a much better computer in his fucking skull, and can do it better than all these other guys. He was just misdrafted. I'm just saying.
It looks that way. Now, I didn't hear himself lobby. I didn't hear him lobbying for himself to went to be called by New York.
Well, I hit play again, and of course, awful announcing's servers don't really deliver.
Three, How?
The audio.
Zach Wilson.
Here we go. I'm
like good. Peyton Manning or Tom Brady. He's not doing that. But he is completing the balls that, they scheme up for him, and he's not turning the ball over, and he makes a few extracurricular plays when the play breaks down. But before you get going, D-Fox.
You got it.
I disagree completely with Graz.
Tell me.
When you talk about free agent quarterbacks, yeah. There's a reason that certain guys aren't in the league. It's because they're uninspired. But Foxy knows this. Some of these guys like Carson Wentz, Cam Newton, Colin Kaepernick, myself, it's not that we can't play the game anymore. It's
myself.
That we're a big distraction if you bring us in. I had a GM.
Oh, because you're too good.
Listen, I had a GM.
You look like you can still play. But if we bring you in, it's going to be a distraction for our starting quarterback. So now that your starter in Aaron Rodgers is out, you can potentially go and grab some of those guys and bring them in. But I will tell you right now, there's not a guy on the street or in any booth anywhere, including myself, that's going to give the Jets a better chance to win than Zach Wilson. None of us know the offense. Right. None of us have those relationships in the locker room. It's going to be Zach Wilson or nobody this year for the Jets.
I mean, what a clown. Wow. That's who he is. Yes. Now that you've heard it, what do you think?
Yeah, well, I like how he just injected himself into that list of viable quarterbacks. What dude hasn't played down a football in, 4 years? Come on.
That's just... Well, and of course, you know, some pundits are bringing up Kaepernick out of the league for seven years.
7 years. I did see his name show up because I think people feel like they have to, right? Even if they don't believe that that's possible, that would make sense. I think there are people who feel like if they don't include him, they are ergo a racist.
Yeah. All right. Did you find my draft sequencing?
I did, as a matter of fact.
Please grade where it all went wrong. And by the way, I wasn't the only guy that had some really bad fantasy numbers because a number of known expected performers completely tanked like hell.
Zabe, we had somebody who will remain nameless in one of my other leagues who scored 13 fantasy points with 8 players.
Less than a point or a point and a half per player.
Yes. Do you want to hear how that happened?
Yes.
Because it is staggering that it possibly could happen, and yet it did. So it did take a little bit of injury. So that was part of it. That Travis Kelce was out. Devontae Parker was out. Jeff Wilson was out. But Jeff Wilson and Devontae Parker weren't going to be factors anyway. Aaron Rodgers, 0 points.
That'll do it.
Drake London, 0 points. T. Higgins, 0 points. Chig Okonkwo, tight end, 0 points. Then he flexed John Mechie, the leukemia survivor, 0 points. Flexed Israel Abanaconda from the Jets, 0 points. Elijah Mitchell, the running back for the 49ers, after Kyle Shanahan said that they were going to ease off of Christian McCaffrey's workload to keep him fresh at the end of the year, so you could make a reasonable case to put in Elijah Mitchell, 1 point. And then James Conner got him 12. And that is it. You started 8 guys. You got 6 zeros out of 8 guys.
Oh, my God. And they were not unreasonable, insane picks or starts, were they?
You know, the Mechie and the Israel Bonaconda was a bit of a stretch, but it's 18-team league, right? And you're like, it's the 14th round. What are you going to do?
Right.
So, yeah, bad. I haven't seen anything like it. History, you know, we've run thousands of leagues.
Why don't you give this person a prize?
I should. What would be the appropriate prize?
Lean into it. Something, a token of value, as to say they're there. It's okay.
People have made for themselves actual guillotines as a traveling trophy.
Oh, those are
that they use for their leagues.
Cool as shit.
Yes, they make their own. So I'm like, oh, maybe that's what I should be doing. Maybe I should send him that.
Yeah. I want to end on this. Today I watched the Apple event announcing the new iPhones. I've already thrown my money at Tim Cook saying, here, take my money. Of course, I want the new phone with the new cameras and everything else. But I learned about ray tracing.
Yes.
You probably, as a video game nerd, are aware of ray tracing.
I am, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Yes.
So for our Pro models, we included a new USB controller in A17 Pro that enables
which they had to by law
not possible before.
Oh, really?
This is the first iPhone with USB 3 speeds up to 10 gigabits per second. Using an optional USB 3 cable.
Pause. Yeah. Okay. So they fought tooth and nail against the EU. The EU forced them to put USB-C into their phones because they outlawed anything else. And they and Apple fought him every step in the way. And now they have the audacity in their Apple
to brag about it.
Their iPhone 15 that they brag about the fact that they've got triple the speeds and what a great better technology this is that they finally have on their phones. Well, I'm using a decade-old Lightning connector on mine right now.
Well, wait, what are they supposed to do? Be all harumphy about it, like, and the new iPhone's gonna have USB-C. Thanks a lot, European Union.
Literally,
you jackass commies. You know why they mandated them doing that was for their electronic waste conservation bill, because people were throwing old cables away. E-waste was going to swamp the planet. They said you need to go to this cable, as if this fucking cable is gonna last 10 years. By the way, the Lightning cable lasted 11 years. And when they changed from the 30-pin dock connector, people bitched. Oh, I got all these, you know, connectors. And
yes.
Apple said at the time, this is the connector for the next 10 years. And people said, I'll believe it when I see it. Oh, shit, it did. It lasted 11. Progress, people. You have to embrace progress. But I want to get to ray tracing, okay?
Yeah.
Enabling much higher transfer speeds. The groundbreaking innovation of A17 Pro is a brand new GPU.
The old GPU.
With a new Apple design shader architecture.
Shader.
Our biggest redesign in the history of Apple GPUs.
Okay.
This is a Pro class GPU.
Okay, good. Pro
that expands
class.
Expands what's possible on iPhone even more.
Even more.
We focused on three things.
Yeah.
Improving performance and efficiency.
I'm in favor of that.
Running complex applications.
Yes, I do need to do that.
And adding new rendering features.
Ooh, rendering?
The new GPU is now a six-core design.
Woo, six cores.
6% faster.
That's a lot of cores.
Performance. And we also focused on energy efficiency.
Yes, I want energy efficiency.
Performance for games. We've added brand new features to the GPU, like mesh shading, which lets games create detailed environments while drawing less power. And for the first time, we have hardware accelerated ray tracing.
Ray tracing!
The fastest ray tracing performance in any smartphone.
Yes.
Here's a scene without ray tracing that instead uses cube maps to approximate the reflections on surfaces.
They're showing some sci-fi spaceship room with cables and lights and grids. And let me tell you, it looks fucking phenomenal.
The light reflecting in the scene is less accurate and thus less realistic.
Oh, yeah. I can remember playing Resident Evil going, the lighting is not right, you know?
Now, here's a scene this is not
with
believable.
Ray traced reflections, more accurately representing the behavior of light and reflections of the environment.
They show the ray tracing version. And yes, is it better? Of course.
Yes.
But how much better do you really need it, per se?
Your phone, Zabe. On your phone. I'm playing Candy Crush over here. I don't need ray tracing for my phone games.
On the one hand, it's so stupid. On the other hand, I thank Apple every day that they exist, because you know none of this good shit would have ever been pushed forward without the maniacal vision of Steve Jobs and that company. And they do set the standard. What we have in our pockets, what many people take for granted, what some people will have a cracked fucking screen for months and months at a time, showing complete disrespect for the technology inside, is nothing short of a technological fucking science fiction movie. You better respect it as such. And it's not like this is only the province of billionaires. Your fucking housekeeper is going to have one of these.
They already
respect
do.
It.
Absolutely. And they're keeping Google honest, and that's worth something by itself.
Thank you. Of all the
Google
big
left to their own devices.
Right. Google, right. Facebook, Apple. Apple's the least evil of the big megalith companies running the goddamn world. So go with who's less evil. Have my money, Tim Cook. I'm buying one. All right, Charge, as always, guillotineleagues.com is the place to go. Cheat sheets. Better luck next week. Better luck next year. If you're me, I'm out. Some say it's karma for kicking Josh out of the Whiskey League. I will accept that as the price of leadership if necessary. All right, buddy. We'll see you. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Get out. It is not your life. So stop lying, learn, will you? Take off, eh? Oh, take off.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.